When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. We welcome in Steve Robertson, Jeans Page, 247 Sports. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. You get the spring game, you get a SEC sweep, you pick up a big four-star commitment this morning. Work some on the book. What do I have to complain about?
Who committed?
Tyshawn Willis committed about 10 minutes ago. That's something we've been expecting for some time. And I remember we first profiled him. He actually had an offer from Mississippi State, but he didn't want to put his offers out there. He just said, listen, I'm not really a social media guy, and I'm just kind of looking at this, figuring out what's best for me. And, matter of fact, when he came in for his first visit to Mississippi State, and even, didn't he do the photo shoot, he's just like, hey, I just want to be about business. And so he's a different kind of kid, down from Velma Jackson there. And he's a little bit different. But I tell you what, I love this kid's game. They play him as an edge out of necessity in high school to generate some pass rush. But he'll be a linebacker. And you start looking at this linebacker room for Mississippi State, and you got A.J. Rice committed, who is a monster. His family's from Crawford, Mississippi, though he plays over at Madison Academy in Alabama. And now you've added Willis, and now it appears that Tyler Lockhart is inching a little bit closer to a decision, too. And I would say if that proves to be the case, and we certainly expect it to be, that Mississippi State has done right well at linebacker.
Okay. All right. So let's discuss the football piece of the puzzle. This is the first. So, you've got friends. I've got friends at Mississippi State. They'll text you their thoughts. It's been a while since they've been excited about football. And I know it's only a spring game, but I couldn't believe, some of my pessimistic guys were they were really fired up about what they were watching as far as Shapen and Lebby on Saturday. Did you get that kind of feedback?
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't even get through the first quarter. And people are like, oh, my gosh, look at these transfers. And I think that's the thing. When you look at what Bumpus and Lebby have done to just kind of retool that wide receiver room, Kelly Akari, a freak. Coleman, a freak. Mario Craver comes in there a little bit thin, but, man, that kid is really, really fast. And in the first shot you take in the spring, you dial it up and throw it up to him. And, it's just that room, and it has to be. That wide receiver room has to be strong. The quarterback room has to be strong. And I think on Saturday we saw evidence that's really the case. And, I'm not expecting State to go out there and contend for a Power 5 bowl or Power 6 bowl, whatever you want to call it these days, Access 6, whatever. They'll change the name before we get there. But Yeah, I think this is a solid bowl team, and I think they're going to be really good offensively. But Blake Chapin, I think, adds a dimension that you haven't had because of his mobility. That was the thing that stood out to me, not just his ability to take the shot. But when things broke down, he has the athleticism to kind of evade pressure and buy time and extend plays. And I don't know if State's really had that for a while. And, I mean, that kid can throw it on a dime, too. I mean, that was when he first committed, people were like, hey, we're still looking. However, if this is where we end up going, this is a good thing for us, and people don't realize how good it is. And I think because of those modest expectations among the fans, when they saw Blake Chapin on that field Saturday, you're like, you know what? This kid's better than I thought. You know, we got a chance here. And so, yeah, fully expect this offense to be a lot of fun here in the next few months.
Yeah, they haven't had a playmaker since Fitzgerald. Trader was going to be a good player, but there was just a disruption there between, you know, Moorhead and Leach and so on. So it's the first time they've had a playmaker there in a long time. And then this Levy offense is much more modernized. I mean, it's what Lane's running. It's what, you know, people running all over the country from Baylor and RG3, and everybody's got their wrinkles in it, as you know. As far as Chapin's, were you surprised at his mobility? And do you think he'll use his, he doesn't need to run 15 times a game. Do you think he'll run 6 or 7? Just, you know, pull it down and make people think about it, running 4, 5, or 6 yards every now and then.
Yeah, he's got to keep them honest. You know, and yeah, I think that'll be the case. And he's a guy, too. I mean, I don't think you're going to dial up a lot of quarterback design runs for him. But I think that he is the guy when he gets outside the pocket, maybe you run that high-low concept and it's not there, he'd go out there and get you 5 yards and move the chains. You know, I think that's a dimension to this offense that he brings that you know, in the past, people could just kind of sit back in coverage and dare you to throw it. I don't think that's the case. I think he kind of puts linebackers in conflict. And so that's an element, again, that State hasn't had. But and it was encouraging to just see, you know, just him be able to get outside the pocket when things break down and be able to make some plays and keep his eyes downfield and not really panic and kind of let the game speed him up. I think State has done really well there. And now you just got to keep him healthy and keep those guys progressing. But that wide receiver room has got some real dudes in it.
Yeah, so they lose Justin Robinson last week, who's talented, but never really committed like he needed to. So take me down. Who are your top four, best to number four after the spring as far as wide receivers?
Well, I tell you what, it's I would really prefer to go with like passing targets because I think you got to include you know, Treyor, the tight end, in there too.
Sure,
that was. Now, he was the guy that a lot of people don't know a lot about because he had to sit out last year, which is crazy that he has to sit out. Now the rules are, you know, you can transfer every 15 minutes. But anyway, I was impressed with how they used him. And Dave Murray kind of quipped after he scored the touchdown. He goes, I need somebody to give me clarification. Is it legal to throw a ball to a tight end and let him score? You know, it's been a long time since State has utilized a tight end. I see him kind of as a longer – Marcus Green. You know, he was a guy that came to Mississippi State as a running back and had some groin issues, but really added some athleticism to the tight end room, though he didn't have a huge catch radius. This guy is an NFL prospect, and I think that is a significant development that maybe people aren't counting on for this year because he wasn't in the recent class. You know, he was in two classes ago and just had to sit out and go through practice squad stuff. But when you think about Akari, what he did at UTEP, I mean, goodness gracious, you know, they got put up some huge numbers. And yes, I get it's a G5 conference, but when you saw him out on that field Saturday, he just has an edge.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
And an enjoyment of the game. It's like when he scored, he was more than happy to get out there and dance. But I think he was even more excited when he saw his friends score. And so, listen, there's only so much you can tell from a spring game, right? I mean, we all know this. I mean, you can never get too high or too low. But we have endured some 3-0 spring games, right?
Good. Gravy. Right?
And so I thought Saturday was fun. I thought the fans had fun. I thought it was a lot of enthusiasm on campus. And, you know, of course, we get rained out in baseball on Saturday. But I think a lot of people, you know, you're thrilled with the sweep in baseball. But I think really the takeaway is you come across and say, you know what, hey, it's okay to get excited about football. Because I think that Jeff Lebby and this crew have things kind of moving in the right direction.
Yeah. So there's finally some excitement there on football with Lebby and Shapen. I mean, if he stays healthy, you've got more than a good enough quarterback, and like you said, they've surrounded him with some nice pieces. What else? Tell me. All right, so Shapen and Lebby, you know, they carried the day. What else jumped out at you? Because look, people are questioning the defense. They're going to have to score a lot of points. Can they get to 6 or 7 wins? We'll see. There's a few opportunities. Florida at home, Arkansas at home, Missouri at home. What else really jumped out at you as far as the spring game? Individuals.
Well, I thought Brandon Jennings did a really good job at linebacker. You know, he's a guy that comes in from Hines and well-traveled guy, you know. And a lot of people, when they took him, people were like, why are we taking this guy? I think you saw on Saturday why you take that guy. You know, I mean, he is a guy that got a sack right there in front of me, but he looks and moves like an SEC linebacker should. And, of course, there's going to be some opportunities now without Jet and Bookie Watson there. I think Brandon Jennings is a guy you look at right now and say, you know what, that guy, we expect him to be, have a seat at the table with the starting defense come this fall. I thought he looked really good. I thought DeMonte did some really good things at edge. They still need an edge. I think you got to go get one in the portal. But I think DeMonte coming back is a significant development for this team. So you know, you feel good there. But and I think Isaac Smith did some good things out there at safety. And you kind of have known he's a known commodity. He's just kind of got to get up to SEC snuff. But I think defensively, you're right. I mean, that's going to be the real challenge. You're going to have you're probably going to have to win some games, you know, with shootouts. And I look at some of those games that you mentioned too. I mean, the question becomes is, you know, can those teams score? Because I think Mississippi State is going to be able to score. So you may have some games that you win 38-35, and you just need to get enough stops to win. I don't think it's going to be a dominant defense. I do think it's going to be a very competitive defense.
Okay. Yeah. I think defense could be average. Offense could be pretty good. And that may drive Lab. First of all, I think people will be excited. You know, I mean, you want to move the ball and score this day and age, right? I mean, it as much as people love Cheryl, you know, or whoever, you know, some of those teams were good, but they were awful on offense, and you just can't. That's not really the model anymore. Okay, so what is the next? You may not say a name, but what is the next shoe to drop in the portal for Mississippi State position wise?
Well, you know, I'm going to have an update on some things earlier today, but, you know, Damian Martinez visited this weekend, and I'm told the visit went exceptionally well. That Lebby did a really good job connecting with him, and that's an advantage that I think State has now that maybe they didn't. And listen, you know how much I love Mike Leach.
Right? I do too, but I know exactly where you're going, and you're right. I mean, it just is what it is.
Well, and not to mention Mike was on the tail end of his career, and, you know, he wasn't as engaged with the recruiting. You know, the assistants did it, and he was just kind of the closer. You know, people came in, and their parents were in awe because they're sitting across the desk from Mike Leach. The information that I get from kids about Levy is that he gets it. Like, he understands what's important to them, and he understands that they want to know, hey, this is going to be my role in this scheme, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is – hey, we're going to bring you in. We're going to get you ready for the NFL, and we're going to get you a college degree. And you know, really, it's we're going to give you every opportunity to be successful. How good you're going to be is going to depend on your own willingness to work. And he is just so engaging with these people, and he's involved. You know, I think at times Joe Moorhead may have been too involved, whereas, like, the kids were going directly to him, and Leach maybe not as involved as he should have been.
I think you nailed it. I think you did.
A really good balance with Levy. I think Levy, number one, lets the assistants recruit, but he's leading that effort. He's not micromanaging that effort. And I think as a result, when the kids get a chance to talk to Jeff Levy, you're like, hey, this is my buddy. He's my coach, but I also understand this is a guy that understands where I'm coming from and what I want to accomplish. And I think it's a good mix. And every recruit that you talk to talks about the interactions they've had with Jeff Levy. And I think that speaks well for not only his recruiting prowess, but the kind of coach that he's going to be. It's not going to be like, hey, first day you show up or you come for the official visit and you're just really having meaningful interaction with your head coach. I think his involvement and the level of his involvement is absolutely perfect right now.
Steve Robertson, Jeans Page, 247 Sports, the Boneyard Podcast. When are you dropping the pod?
Well, I got to write a baseball story and write up some bones, and then we're going to do the pod. So I'm hoping to be done around lunch, but we'll see.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.